launching into the third hour of the program here. You, of course, can take control of the airwaves. And still to come, something we didn't get to talk about last night, Loyalty Day. We'll explain what that's all about. 855-450-FREE is the number. Tonight it's Ian with you.
JJ.
And Mark.
And JJ has been telling us about some news out of Chicago where, according to Red Cross agents in Wisconsin, they will apparently be sending people, ostensibly, if an evacuation happens during NATO, they'll be sending people to Milwaukee?
That's right, in the southeastern Wisconsin area.
And the folks in Chicago, the officials at the city government and the Secret Service, who the Red Cross claims they were told about this from, they're claiming they didn't say anything. They're claiming there's no news about that. Shh, there's nothing going on with any kind of evacuations. We don't know what you're talking about, CBS. And CBS is reporting on this. People are pretty concerned that are actually in Chicago, according to you, JJ.
That's right. And some of the quotes from the people that were interviewed by the CBS affiliate there said things like, it's, quote, very unnerving. I feel a little bit unsafe, just a bit more than a little bit. And other things like that about the whole idea that the city might be evacuated during the conference.
Or at least their portion of the city in which this conference is going on.
Right, exactly. An executive with the Service Employees International Union, who trains members in preparation for the summit, thinks such a plan might be, quote, over the top. The SEIU Local 1 trainer, Tom Daubry, said, quote, this could be a lot like Y2K. A lot of hype and build-up. People will say, that was it? Not a big deal. Chicago residents,
you know, the claim of people that are going to do this, if that was it, it was because of the things that we did. So whatever they did prevented whatever could have happened, the fire, the meteors, you know, whatever, the riots in the streets, the execution of men, women, and children.
And it's the fear, the threat of a riot is their excuse as to why they claim they might need to completely evacuate. Is that right?
That's right.
So the idea being that, well, because some people are coming here who might possibly riot, we may decide that we'll need to just go ahead and clear out an entire swath of the city of Chicago. That way, our representatives and diplomats from these countries that are going to be attending the NATO summit will be able to walk through the streets without any fear of there being any average Americans around who might consider doing something or saying something untoward toward these individuals. I mean, that's really, they're talking about creating a ghost town around this this NATO area.
This story goes on to talk about that precisely.
Shipping them off to the palatial Milwaukee.
Yes. Chicago, the story goes on. Chicago residents certainly hope that to be true, but one cannot blame them for wondering exactly what's going on. One example happened last week when protest groups revealed the plans for a security zone around the summit meeting site, McCormick Place.
Which means they're going to put up checkpoints and check IDs. Let's get into the details on that. But first, we actually have Andrew, who's in Chicago. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Andrew. Great. Go ahead.
You know, I'm in the city of Chicago, you know, most days of the week, and this is the first I'm hearing of a evacuation plan. To me, this all thinks of last year or 2 years ago when Chicago was in the running for the 2016 Olympics, I believe. You know, I go to school right near the Daly Center, and for probably about two or three blocks from the Daly Center, which is kind of the big judicial building in the downtown loop. It was just a dead zone, you know, police everywhere, you know, lots of blockades and everything set up for the announcement. And this to me just sounds exactly like that. It's just a whole bunch of unnecessary shows of force for ultimately nothing.
They're keeping you safe.
So where do you work in relation to this NATO, what is going to be the NATO conference area?
I don't know where the NATO conference is happening, but if it's in the downtown loop, odds are I'm probably going to be within
It's happening at McCormick Place. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, McCormick. Yeah, all right. So I'm about seven blocks away from there. So,
and do we know what the zone is that they're going to be evacuating in?
Yeah, it basically says the story. It says Lakeshore Drive, a large chunk of the lakefront, will be closed. The security zone will extend several blocks to the west, south, and north of McCormick Place. That zone will be completely shut down, they say.
So you may be on the outside cusp of that zone, maybe within.
What's it feel like to be hanging on the parapets of anarchy?
Wow.
Great. It's fantastic. I wish it would come sooner. To me, like the feeling of you know the professionals and the other people who I you know interact with downtown every day is just annoyance. Like, why do they have to come here and interrupt our all of our daily schedules for? I don't know. Something
because you just aren't important enough, like these dignitaries from the governments from around the world. They are so important, they're actually considering shutting down entire swaths of businesses and people from being able to go
just
about
just drive out
business.
All those commodities dealers that are moving you know, everything around the world.
Right, what do you think, you're doing something useful for the world? No, these government dignitaries are the ones who are...
Chicago is the center of the universe as far as the distribution of commodities goes. I mean, New York certainly has stocks, but... Chicago's got commodities.
Well, in the eyes of
the Peabot and the CME, which is why I was like shutting down the loop. Where you know where those just those two businesses are, not to mention the hundreds of tech firms which support them with software. Like shutting them down for a week is just it's not a good idea. Fortunately, those people are probably going to wind up working elsewhere, working remotely. But I don't know. It's just frustrating and
it sounds like it. Well, will you give us a call? Maybe when is this happening? By the way, you said toward the end of the month, right?
May 20th and 21st, I believe.
It's coming up in a couple of 2-3 weeks. Will you give us a call? Maybe check in and let us know what things are like on the ground there.
Yeah, sure.
All right, Andrew. Appreciate it. Look forward to hearing from you. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Yeah, if he sees anything interesting, I'd love to hear it. And, in fact, if nothing happens, that's still interesting to me.
Yeah, it is, because they've made such a big deal out of it.
This is CBS reporting on this.
Yeah, this is CBS, and I actually watched their news report about this yesterday. And it is, it's been confirmed. There are Red Cross people. Obviously Red Cross needs to set up ahead of time. They need time to set up logistics, to, get people in place. So they need it forewarning of this sort of stuff to have the stuff in order. But it's just, you're going back to what you guys were saying about the bureaucrats. It's sort of like the state, in the mythology of the state, these are like saints. These saints are coming into
bring the Pope to town.
Exactly. Bringing the Pope to town and shutting down all kinds of traffic and giving them all kinds of safe travel space and whatnot. The story, it goes on a little bit more, just to finish off a little bit here. It says, they talked about the protesters before this. Those protesters came directly from a meeting with the Secret Service when those details were released. However, there was not a single confirmation from the feds. One thing they have confirmed, commuter trains will run under McCormick Place during the summit, but Secret Service said in a statement to expect delays. How bad will those delays get? They aren't saying. And
They'll be searching train goers,
however, the South Shore will be asking riders to take a survey to determine how many people even bother coming into the city. So what they're doing is, with all this hype, basically to get to the point that I wanted to make, is with all this hype, they're already setting up situations where people are like, well, I don't even want to risk it. They're already creating an overactive imagination sort of scenario that
climate
is taking
of
place.
Fear,
yes,
perhaps.
Exactly.
What I think is particularly disappointing about this or frustrating is not so much what's going to happen to the stock traders. Hopefully they're doing all right as far as their paychecks are concerned. But what about the guys working at the pizza place? What about those guys? Because those businesses are in this region too. And so,
They eat pizza in Chicago, that's for sure.
Right.
I mean, they're known for deep dish pizza.
You take those folks and you say, all right, well, you've got to leave town for a few days because we can't have you around while these dignitaries are here. They are worried they might get shot or whatever. So we're just going to tell you that you have to leave. We're not asking. We're telling you. You have to leave. And so now you've got a ghost town where people are leaving their homes. We saw what happened during Hurricane Katrina. That's when the criminals come out.
Yep.
Good people who are, poor, middle class, good folks leave, they're not there to protect themselves, they're not there to protect their families, they're not there to protect their property.
Yeah.
You're going to have looting going on, you want to talk about anarchy, you want to talk about chaos, that's what you're going to have happening if they actually do evacuate this area. It's more coming up, Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Conexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll-free number is 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you this evening is Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
Once again, 855-450-3733. Join us over on our website at freetalklive.com. Live streams are available. You can listen in via broadband, mid-band, or narrow-band, different streams for different internet connections. And they're all working. Somebody called earlier tonight to say that it wasn't working on his phone. Must be some kind of a caching issue on your local device. Maybe a reboot would help, or restart your browser, or preferably clear the cache out of your browser. But then again, if you're just doing a media player, I don't know what you do to clear cache in a media player. But hopefully, if the streams aren't working for you, try a different stream. We've got three of them from which you can choose. So go to listen.freetalklive.com. You can get tuned in there. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Also, you'll learn about our great radio stations, where, of course, if you're listening on the radio, it works. It always works. It's a nice thing about broadcast radio.
Nice thing about radio.
As long as your radio is working, it turns on, you're going to hear the radio station.
And quick.
Yeah. And, of course, there are satellite listening options, which are also pretty darn reliable over at listen.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about our XM channels and the free-to-air KU-band channel, the webcam and the listen lines as well. All of these ways for you to get Free Talk Live into your ears over at listen.freetalklive.com. We'll continue here with your calls in a moment.
But first, you got to find out about Bitcoins. They're the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service that you've got to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. You can send and receive money anywhere in the world with no fees, and you don't need permission from any bank or government to do it. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. It's a two-minute video over there, weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to bitinstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit bitinstant.com.
All right, so we're going to continue. We'll take your calls about what might happen in Chicago here in a couple weeks as the NATO summit is prepared to descend upon one portion of the city. And apparently, Red Cross agents in Milwaukee have been given notice by the Secret Service and the city agents in Chicago that they may be evacuating a portion of the city and sending the evacuees up to the Milwaukee area.
Yep.
And this could be a huge mess. I mean,
you know, send me to Key West. Don't send me to Milwaukee.
This is one of the, well, now this is really brings up the issue of who's going to be evacuated. Well, everyone will, right? So if they decide to evacuate, that means you have to leave. And if you don't, then there could be some sort of penalty for you if you don't. And that means that people with money and people without will be evacuating. So, you know, for the stock traders that have a decent little nest egg, it's not going to be a problem for them to go to Key West or wherever it is they want to go. But for everybody else who, maybe they're having a tough time keeping the bills paid. Maybe they're living paycheck to paycheck. They're going to have the incentive to go along with whatever the government's evacuation program is.
And it stinks.
Well, right. And that it gets people comfortable with the government coming in and kicking people out of their houses for whatever reason. Reason is deemed necessary for safety or security or whatever riot scare that's going on.
Well, we're the government. We're here to help. And, of course, if you paid attention during the Hurricane Katrina evacuation, that did not help. They took people and they put them in camps, creepy camps, and they also put them in the Superdome in Houston.
Rapes went on there, people pooping on the 50-yard line.
It was
crazy.
Terrible. And they were, they weren't providing them with the appropriate, food and water. I believe that was an issue for a time at the Superdome. And so, if you want to have a better chance at getting along,
then they lock them in and then not provide them with proper food and water.
And it turned into just a nightmare.
An absolute nightmare.
So look for a retread of this to some extent. Now, how long will it be for? Maybe not as long, because, again, the NATO thing only goes on for a couple of days, apparently.
Right.
Maybe they'll only evacuate for 48 hours or 72 hours. But either way, it's still going to be a mess because the government's doing it. They screw everything up that they touch, like the reverse Midas touch.
And to strike the root, it's not their business anyway. It's not their business to go kicking people out of their homes for any reason, really.
Well, yeah, I would agree with that. Unfortunately, they do think it's their business, and they are more than willing to do these things. Go ahead and pull up some videos from Hurricane Katrina. They attacked an old lady who didn't want to leave her home. They tackled her. I mean, these huge, brutish thug cops.
Did they break something on her, too?
I don't know, but she looked like she was pretty brittle, though, I could tell you that. These brutish cops from the California Highway Patrol, that's right, California Highway Patrol, all the way over in Louisiana, were literally going door to door and intimidating people, trying to get them to give up their guns and get out of their homes. And so she had a pistol, and they knocked her down. They attacked her because she had a pistol. She wasn't threatening them. She just had a pistol. And they were of the mindset that,
so did they.
Right. They were of the mindset that it's our job to now confiscate firearms from everyone. Why? Well, because it's an emergency. Well, wait, wouldn't we need the firearms to protect ourselves from bands of marauders?
Exactly.
Oh, well, you're a band of marauders, too. You're just calling yourself the government. And so they were going around taking guns from people like a gang would do so. It was absolutely outrageous. So I'm sure we'll continue with what happens, and hopefully folks up there in the Chicago area will keep us in the loop as we go to the phones here, and we'll talk to Dan listening in Michigan. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hi.
Hey, Dan.
Well, these dignitaries are worried about rioting and all this, so why don't they ship them off to some cornfield in Nebraska?
They don't have the...
ship the dignitaries?
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
I'm with you, but they don't have the facilities for something like that. I think that they'd be better off.
They don't have the facilities to move the people to Milwaukee either.
Well, I mean, the facilities as far as convention facilities and things like that. But why don't they take over someplace like Atlantis down in the Bahamas? You know, one of these resorts. You know, just get all this ill-gotten gain that they have, go have a little convention there with the water slides and the casinos, and leave everybody alone.
Well, don't tell me they don't have enough money to put a tent up.
Right, a tent.
Tent's not good enough for these dignitaries.
That's right.
No, we need the finest available.
Only the best. Only the best that your money can buy.
So give them a tent with air conditioning.
There aren't enough prostitutes out in the hinterland.
Oh, geez.
Dan, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Abel in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Abel.
Hi. Ian, Mark, and JJ.
Hey, thanks, Abel. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Listen, let's roll this back a little bit. Why does NATO still exist?
Yep.
It's a question.
North American Trade Organization?
No, it's
North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
Treaty? See, I don't even know what the hell it stands for.
It's a supranational, military treaty that was in defense against the
Red Horde.
The Eastern Bloc nations when the Soviet Union still exists, and their reason to exist disappeared when the Soviet Union did.
In 1989.
Right. And they still go on, rattling sabers and, causing problems.
Somebody must be funding it, right? I mean, that's why bureaucracies continue, because they're getting money from somewhere.
Well, it's the power structure. Power structures get...
So thanks for the call. This is a radio program. 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line.
But it's true. Once organizations get created, they don't go away.
They don't effing go away, indeed. I understand and appreciate the passion. 855-453, toll-free number here. You can share your thoughts. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need to know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of your airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact over at cam.freetalklive.com, where you'll find the chat room built into the same page as the cam, so you can interact with other listeners and watch the show. All at cam.freetalklive.com.
And if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can handle it. As we mentioned, Jason Osborne, the guy who's setting up Porkfest for us here, a big supporter of Liberty and a big supporter of Free Talk Live. He's one of the principals behind SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
All right, so we'll continue to take your calls. Is Chicago going to engage in an evacuation of the area of the city that is immediately surrounding the NATO summit coming up here toward the end of this month? That's the big question mark. The Red Cross from Milwaukee says they've heard from the Secret Service and the city of Chicago to be prepared, to be ready to receive evacuees coming from the city of Chicago. But yet the city of Chicago and the Secret Service, when CBS News inquired, claimed they knew nothing about that.
Oh,
I'm sorry, JJ. Go ahead.
Don't worry. That's part of the problem, though. That's what's going to lead to more stress. That's what's going to lead to more, I guess, chaos, is when you have one government agency saying one thing, and then people go, okay, well, we just need to check on this because we confirm our facts. And then they go to another government agency which says, we don't know anything about this. Now, all of a sudden, they're trying to confirm it all over the place. And you have certain agencies that won't say anything. You have certain agencies that don't know what's going on. And you have the agencies that do know what's going on, not even in the loop. So it's like, yes, you want to create a climate of fear. You want to create a climate of just uncertainty and chaos. Yes, this is why you start it. You create allegations. You build up hype. You put these security elements in place to create the sense that there's some need for them. So you see armored cars riding around full of gun-toting thugs, and maybe a normal person would be like, well, maybe they're here to protect us from something. Maybe there's something going on.
It's certainly going to raise the level of concern.
So. I don't know what the normal response is to seeing men with guns being driven down the street and
soldiers, essentially. You know, here in a nation where posse comitatus was the law of the land for more than a century.
Let's go to Jimmy in Indy listening to WXNT and see what you think. Hey, Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live. Make sure you turn down your radio, too, or leave that room.
Oh, hold on a minute.
Yep, Jimmy, you can't do that.
I'm turning it down.
Really confusing for you. It's confusing for us and confusing for you. Anyway, go ahead, sir.
Okay. I think that what's going on in Chicago is probably stupid. It's like police state telling these people they got to move because a bunch of dignitaries come in out of town and take over. It's going to be like martial law.
That's what it's sounding like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is.
And what's to make? What's to keep them from leaving?
What's to keep who from leaving?
The military once it's over, or the Secret Service.
Well, I guess at that point it all comes down to the budget and how long they can pay them. You know,
my concern is what's to keep them from staying.
Yeah, well, I mean, I hope they leave afterwards. I imagine everyone in this neighborhood wants this all to be over as soon as possible.
Why they come into Chicago in the first place? I thought they go to Paris or something like that, or London
or Brussels or something.
It's like the Super Bowl of dignitary stuff.
Oh, don't talk about the Super Bowl. It was bad here, pal.
I bet it was.
They rerouted traffic everywhere. We have people walking around with open containers of alcohol.
Well, that's okay. What's wrong with that?
Well, I guess it was all right, but if I tried that the next week, they would have arrested my ass. I mean,
good point. You are absolutely right about that.
I got to watch my language.
You can get away with that one. You can't really use it in
just
a certain context.
Just don't use
context.
The word frack, right?
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, the FCC doesn't much care for that.
Frack.
So,
right.
So there you go. Now, you said that that it was pretty nasty with the rerouting of traffic, and that's another factor that's going to play in.
Right.
Exactly.
Even if they don't evacuate the entire area, it's still going to be hell to go to work.
Right.
Because, as you said, JJ, they're going to be doing checkpoints and security checks.
That's right. And especially if you're one of those individuals who needs to take some of the mass transit into work. Well, you're going to be able to get there. It's just the delays, it's the scans, the pat-downs, the dogs, the bomb-sniffing dogs, all that sort of stuff you're going to have to endure on your way to work. And then who knows if you only get, 4 hours of work in.
Well, how long is that going to increase your commute? What are you
exactly.
Gonna,
this is
your
what
boss
I would
is,
do. I would take a vacation if I, you know.
Oh, yeah, I think that's the best advice for if you can afford to
good
do
suggestion,
such a thing.
Good suggestion, Jimmy. Right. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. Yeah,
it's always the people on the bottom. As you said previously, those are the ones that suffer. The guy who can't take a vacation,
absolutely.
Who's trying to feed the family, who has to get to work because he doesn't get vacation time. There's plenty of jobs out there that are that way, especially right now.
Mm-hmm.
And your boss is going to expect you to be at work on time. So if it takes you an extra 45 minutes to get through because of all the traffic mishaps and the security checkpoints, then you're going to have to wake up 45 minutes earlier, an hour earlier.
Yep. Well, I think it's going to be more the case where you just lose time of your day because, I mean, no matter how early you get up, if you have to sit through, you know, an hour or two delay, that's going to cut into the time you're going to get paid and your paycheck's going to be much less. So I think a lot of people, if they're, you know, getting pushed out, if they can't get to work, if they don't want to deal with the stress of going downtown and all the security apparatus, then they're going to lose money. There's going to be more stress because of, you know, obviously bills need to be paid. So I think it's the entire, they're just whipping it into a stress, I guess, milkshake.
You know, you guys, you critique so much. You guys are always against the government. You don't have enough loyalty. You just are not good citizens.
Show me the evidence that the government is, you know, that may very well be. I may not be a very good citizen. Show me the evidence that the government is a good, you know, controller of people.
You know.
That they know what's going to happen.
There's been a proclamation recently over at the White House. The Office of the Press Secretary released this on May 1st, 2 days ago. It's Loyalty Day. May 1st has now been proclaimed as Loyalty Day. And I'm just going to read
to you. Does that sound incredibly fascist to anybody?
Yeah, I think it sounds incredibly, I pledge allegiance to the flag, drone, drone, drone.
Sure, but this is more for you know, adults. This is more than just the pledge of allegiance. This is a remembrance, a day to remember that you are loyal, that you need to be loyal to this country because it is the best country in the whole world. Well, let me just share with you, at least that's kind of a paraphrase of what Barack Obama writes here, or someone claiming to be Barack Obama, and then Barack Obama signed his name to it. Whether or not he actually wrote this is another question.
More than two centuries ago, our founders laid out a charter that assured the rule of law and the rights of man.
It's like they just started out with 87 years.
Through times of tranquility and the throes of change, the Constitution has always guided our course toward fulfilling the most noble promise that all are equal, all are free, and all deserve the chance to pursue their full measure of happiness. Unless you want to smoke a joint.
So if America, you're equal, then of course law enforcement officers would get the same sort of sort of justice, and politicians would get the same, would have to pay the same taxes,
well,
and that they would get the same kind of health care. And
Mark, he didn't say everyone was equal. He says it's the Constitution's guiding their course toward fulfilling that promise that all are equal.
I see.
So that doesn't mean that all are actually equal. It just means that this piece of paper is guiding our course toward maybe someday having a
Because maybe
clearly the Constitution has led us toward more equality and more freedom, right?
Yeah, No,
not at all.
Well, I think that there's been, you know, over the two and a half centuries or whatever the United States has been a country, that there's probably more equality than there has been. But I think that there's still this.
It's not because of the Constitution.
I don't know how one can make the claim or not make the claim. There's no control group.
America has carried on, not only for the skill or vision of history's celebrated figures, but also for the generations who have remained faithful to the ideals of our forebears and true to our founding documents. On Loyalty Day, we reflect on that proud heritage and press on in the long journey toward prosperity for all. In the years since our Constitution was penned and ratified, Americans have moved our nation forward by embracing a commitment to each other, to the fundamental principles that unite us. And what are those exactly? And to the future we share.
I was going to say it's fundamental principles. We don't actually have to state them.
We weathered the storms of civil war and segregation, of conflicts that spanned continents. We overcame threats from within and without, from the specter of fascism abroad to the bitter injustice of disenfranchisement at home. We upheld the spirit of service, the core of our democracy, and we widened the circle of opportunity not just for a privileged few, but for the ambitious many. Time and again, men and women achieved what seemed impossible by joining imagination to common purpose and necessity to courage. And they couldn't have done it without the U.S. federal government.
That's right.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette. But with no tar, no foul odor, it can be smoked almost anywhere. PowerVapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 5 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 7 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, Cintas is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. Cintas provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does Cintas compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, Cintas ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in Cintas for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want, even in these remaining moments. There's enough time for you and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you in the studio tonight is Ian here.
JJ.
And Mark.
You can drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go shopping with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. And there you will enter into the Amazon of your choice. We have Amazons in U.S., Canada, and the U.K. You can choose the one that's right for you. And then it's your regular Amazon shopping experience with the same great, huge selection you're used to. Dozens of categories, probably, I don't know, millions of products. Seems like a lot of stuff over there at Amazon. Even used items. I was looking at, they just happened to drop in and see they had some old video games there. I mean, you can find all kinds of stuff at Amazon. So go to shop.freetalklive.com, get your shopping taken care of, because when you enter Amazon through those links that we provide for you, Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price. So it's that simple. You get the stuff you're looking for, and you can help Free Talk Live at the same time. So once again, go to shop.freetalklive.com. We are reading to you a proclamation by the President of the United States of America. This, according to the Office of the Press Secretary, written on what is now known as Loyalty Day 2012, May 1st. Now, May 1st is being proclaimed as Loyalty Day. Allow me to continue and pick up where we left off. Time and time again, men and women achieved what seemed impossible by joining imagination to common purpose and necessity to courage. That legacy still burns brightly, and the ideals it embodies remain a light to all the world. Except for the places where the U.S. government's bombed. To where they don't have any lights.
Well, they should be grateful they got bombed by us.
They don't have any lights by which to be grateful, but here's that. Countless Americans demonstrate that same dedication to country today. Do you gentlemen have the dedication to country that it was required to have success in this land?
No.
Well, how can you possibly have made it this far?
Things are going fine.
Yeah.
Don't you lead us in
peace, freedom, and personal responsibility. And I don't think the government really has much to do with any of those things.
Wow.
But you need us. You're not loyal.
Them.
If it weren't for the government, then you would not have these opportunities.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But what evidence does the government have of that either?
disloyal louts.
Right. I mean, there's no control group. You can't say, oh, look how this organization or that place did with or without, you know, a monopolistic state. I'm not claiming that the people don't need government. I think people do need government. However, I don't think that the form of government that we have today can be improved upon since it claims for itself a monopoly. In the same way, it was extraordinarily difficult and many, many people had to die in order to move from the form of government called autocracy to the form of government called democracy or republic. It appears as though these same organizations are going to demand from their people the bloodshed of so many bureaucrats, government agents, and free people in order to move beyond. And I don't want that. All I want is to be able to participate in life in a peaceful fashion.
Countless Americans demonstrate that same dedication to country today. It endures in the hearts of all who put their lives on the line to defend the land that they love. When was the last time anyone did that?
Well, lots of people, you know, in their own minds are defending. Lots of people in the military and other organizations are, in their own minds, defending the land that they love.
They die for your freedom.
In their mind, maybe, but in reality, they're defending the corporate raiders and the government agents and the bureaucrats and politicians.
I'm not sure who's in whose pocket, but one of them's in the other's pocket.
Their actions help ensure prosperity for this generation, because nothing helps prosperity more than blowing money up, right? Like in killing people, because that...
Well, hey, someone had a job to make that missile and that bomb, mister.
They did, and they otherwise would have had a job doing something productive that actually created something valuable for other human beings' lives. Instead, these bombs destroy. But to suggest that's somehow good for anybody is absolutely ludicrous. But let me go on. This, again, the proclamation. Their actions help ensure prosperity for this generation and those yet to come, and they honor the immutable truths enshrined in our nation's founding texts. On Loyalty Day, we rededicate ourselves to the common good, to the cornerstones of liberty, equality, and justice, and to the unending pursuit of a more perfect union. Rededicate yourselves to the common good. Anyway, who is it that decides what the common good is anyway?
People who are better than you.
And people in power.
In order to recognize the American spirit of loyalty and the sacrifices that have so many have made for our nation, the Congress, by Public Law 85-529, as amended, has designated May 1st of each year as Loyalty Day. On this day, let us reaffirm our allegiance to the United States of America, our Constitution, and our founding values. Now, how seriously do you think he's going to take that statement, or the rest of Congress?
Well, it's just sort of like, as a nation becomes more tyrannical and more despotism-type orientation, it calls on these sorts of days to happen, doesn't it? It writes laws that say, I can put you in jail, or I can have the military arrest you and detain you without due process. And we also have Loyalty Day. And I bet if you look at the Nazi Germany thing, they had some, leading up to it, they had some loyalty type day.
You're right.
In which they were all like fervor.
Homeland Day.
Jingoism. Yeah.
Fatherland.
Nationalism.
Is what they would have said.
Oh, yeah. The Vaterland.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah, and you can say that because you've got German heritage.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. I can see why it matters.
Now, therefore, I, Barack Obama, written all in caps for some reason, President of the United States of America.
This is the corporate personhood called Barack Obama.
Do hereby proclaim May 1st. Well, no, the words now, therefore, and I were all in caps, and then Barack Obama. No,
that's first person corporate personhood, too.
I do hereby proclaim May 1st, 2012, as Loyalty Day. This Loyalty Day, I call upon all the people of the United States to join in support of this national observance, whether by displaying the flag of the United States or pledging allegiance to the republic for which it stands. In witness whereof, all in caps, I have hereunto set my hand this first day of May, in the year of our Lord 2012, and of the independence of the United States of America, the 236th. There you have it.
Wow.
Loyalty Day. Disgusting. I present to you your chance to reinvigorate yourself with the love of the nation.
Toga. Toga. Wait,
so you guys aren't moved?
No. I just think it's a terrible idea. But, you know, nobody was hurt in the passing of this law, so whatever.
Certainly they could have spent their time doing other things. That's
for
sure.
I do think it's part of the mysticism, part of the brainwashing, part of the...
Oh, I'd agree.
The nationalistic sort of cloud your vision with these wonderful flag waving thoughts while we bomb people into obliteration.
Right. It's definitely plays into all of that, and it plays into this mindset that we're better than the rest of the world. This country's special, and so we want you to make sure that you remember why. It's because of your government. It's us. We made this country great, not you. Not you, the little people out there. Right. Not the fact that you are out there creating products and services each day that people voluntarily choose to purchase from you and make their lives better. No, that's not why it's great. Yeah, I've kind of acknowledged you a little bit in here, but it's because we're here is why you can do those things. And I'm sure our guest at the beginning of the program, Sam Cedar from Majority Report, would have agreed. I mean, he would agree that he would say something like, you know, this is the price that we pay. Having this government going around killing people around the world is the price we pay for society. It's the price we pay to have, you know, relative calm in the streets.
Listen, Ian, we need to have police that occasionally murder the wrong person or violate rights. But listen, they protect you. Listen,
it's the price you pay.
You need them because they're going to keep you safe, except when they kill you. But they're going to keep you safe.
You know, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm sure that that's really persuasive to the sisters and the parents of the people that those police have killed. You know, you could just tell them, well, don't worry. Your son, Johnny, he had to die at the hands of those police. Because every now and then you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. And, yeah, our police are going to make a few mistakes. But, hey, this is the greatest country in the world.
Yeah. Here's a ticket for some carnival ride.
Well, I think that the easiest thing to prevent these unnecessary deaths that go along is probably the ending of the drug war, the 40,000 raids that go on around this country, these home invasions perpetrated by the police in the form of these no-knock drug raids.
I don't think Mark's in the spirit of of this loyalty day, because, listen, the drug war is an important American icon.
Yeah, and it's enforced on the rest of the world.
Right.
I mean, if America didn't export its drug war, then so many countries would have changed their policies, but they're forced to go by what the United States says that they're going to go by.
So there you go. Thanks to Public Law 85-529, and I'm sure you've read 85-528, 527, 26, 25, 4, and below that, right? We're all aware of what those are.
No, I have no idea.
No.
Not the foggiest inclination.
Well, you just don't love your country enough. You need to be more loyal and go and sit down tonight, Mark, when you're... Forget all this work and stuff and enjoying time with your friends or family or your son. You need to be sitting down and opening up the tomes of presidential proclamations, because
Amen.
This is important stuff.
Amen, brother.
This is our country we're talking about.
If my son isn't asleep right now, there's going to be big trouble.
See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. You can just read him some laws. We'll go right to sleep. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
For free!
JacksDice.com.
Where if you could buy, sell, or make a deal?
JacksDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob!
JacksDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JacksDice is for you.